Shir Mem Gimel and Nida, Yoreh Day of Av Av Heitov Shem Mem Bei,
July 26, 1982, on Monday. Because if a woman has a beset kavua, so then she's not chesheses la'ima beinis. But if she doesn't have a beset kavua, then she's chesheses la'ima beinis. Now, you see, I discussed when I learned the Gemara that the Dalet in place, so I mentioned the Shita of Rashi. I mean, the Rambam's pshat in Rashi and the Rashbos pshat in Rashi. So according to one pshat in Rashi speaking is that even if a woman has a beset kavua, which is beyond the 30th day, so she has to be chesheses for the beis. And then there's another Rashi in Rashi, another pshat in Rashi, only if it is prior to the. If it is prior to the Shloshim and she didn't get it, let's say, her Beset Kavua is on the 25th, and she didn't get it on the 25th, then when it's the 30th, she has to be Cheshes. But if her Beset Kavua is on the 32nd, so then on the 30th, she's not a Surah Lebayo. And then the Shite of the Rashbo is, that even if the Beset Kavua is beyond the Yom Shloshim, the 35th day. So, I'm sorry, even if the Beset Kavua is, let's say, on the 35th day, and even if the Beset Kavua is, let's say, on the 25th day, prior to the independence, and she didn't get it, she missed it on the 25th day, so she's still mutaris on the 30th day. And that is the Pesach of Mishkonot, because you see here too, he says, in view of the fact that Kiddush HaBeset Tovim Ma'aseh Ima Bekoptel Le'Ro'aso, so that's why she's Cheshes La'Yilei Yishuvam Gei. The implication being that if she would have a Beset Kavua just Yomi, not in Yomi and in Tfitze, so then she's not Cheshes La'Yilei. In other words, not like the Shite of the Rambam in Rashi, and not like the Shite of the Rashbo in Rashi, but like the Shite of the Rashbo. This is the second one. Alright, now the Shah. Sit one of these. The best is Adun the Chayetzim. Vorinei, Uhei, Malkim, Mashikos, and the best Yosef. Aber then, in other words, he mentions the Rashbo, but that's the best Yosef's Shah in the Rashbo. Abon ben is more of Zon Chuyiu. The Vada is the Eshva Vesa for Yomi, the Vesa for the Vesa Sabu, Chishes Israel of the Vesa, the Vesha Yechrim Ali in the Lui Roy Asso, the Yitzol Yechri Chushla in the Beiris, the Eshva Vesa, the Chamash Vali Kamon, Sina Yikuf Beites. So, see if you test, the Chamash Vali Kamon, Sina Yikuf Beites, the Chop Tes, the Eshva Vesa for Yomi, the Vesa Sabu, Shil Ben Chishes Israel, רק ריבסטו. So in other words, that if, because from the wash, in other words, the Shach is saying this about, from the wash, not the Mechaber is Mashma, that even if the Beset is a Beset Amoke, that consists of Yomi and the bodily sensation, not totally, something that is not totally in her das, in her action. So we still say that she is not Cheshes Levesto. So he says it's obvious that if a woman has a Beset Amoke that consists of Yomi and Guf, an involuntary bodily sensation, so then she has to be Cheshes, not Leina Beinus, but Livesto, because what difference does it make whether she has a vessel of Yomim Kweide or of Yomim and Mikre Mikre Abur? As long as this Mikre takes place naturally and involuntarily, whether she likes it or not, so mainly we have to expect that it will happen. Yes, what is it? Because this is how the Shah understood the Mechaber, I say, because he mentions Kitze only as an example, but as a general rule, he mentions any vessel. Alright. So he says, it's obvious that in such a case where a woman has a vessel of working, consisting of Yomi and vessel of that is not optional with her, so in Melee, she doesn't have to be Cheshesh for the babies, but only for the Vesel Abur. She'll be in the Cheshesh's Klau Rato Vesel. I'm Shom, the Koshki, the Himashikosa, Shom, the Sikotu Ame, the Yubayin, Simon, the Chilish, the Chedesh, in Kenny, the Himashikosa, Shom, the Sikotu Ame, the Yubayin, Simon, the Chilish, the Chedesh. As a matter of fact, I mean, that is, it involves a controversial point, it's not so important. We'll see, I mean, in another scene, that there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. So according to the Taz is a machlokes. A woman who doesn't have a vessel kavua, so she has to observe two vessels. Inner babies, and inner babies means the 30th day, and also inner sachidish. Now inner sachidish, in view of the fact that all the chadoshim, the chodesh levon, also are echad moreh lechad choseh, so in the way, 6 months a year, the two coincide. 6 months a year, so the Yom Shloshim and the Inas Achidesh and the Inas Achidesh coincide. In other words, every month that follows immediately upon a Chidesh Moreh coincides. So the Beset Achidesh is that month that follows immediately upon a Chidesh Moreh. So coincides with the Vestachides, with the Vestachides. So in other words, let's say, if a woman has to observe the Vestachides, has to, a woman who doesn't have a Vestachides, so according to the Taz, she has to observe the 30th day, she's to be separated from the husband, and in the Vestachides, in the Sachides. So let's say, in the rest period she had, let's say, now it's here, and the last period she had on the 5th of Nisan. On the 5th of Nisan. So then, the 5th of Iyar will be the day of Sachidus, the same day in the month, and it will also be the 30th. I mean, it will be on the contrary. So, let's say, if the last period was on the 5th of Nisan, was on the 5th of Nisan, and then, now it's here, so the 5th, if the last period she had on the 5th of this, and now it is, the other way, let's say the last period she had on the 5th of here, and now it's here is a chosa. So the 5th of Sivan will be the 30th as of the 5th of Nisan. As of the 5th of Iyar, now it's Sivan. So the 5th of Sivan will be the 30th as of the 5th of Iyar, and it will also be the Inas Achidesh. Sometimes it is the Inas Achidesh coincides with the 31st. So according to the Taz, according to the Taz, so a woman doesn't have a Vesel Kavua, so she has to observe the Inas Achidesh and the 30th. So 6 months a year it will coincide, and 6 months a year it will not coincide. So she'll have to be separated from 6 months a year, she'll have to be separated from the husband 2 days in succession. And 6 months a year it will be just one day. Anyway, so that's the Kashi. The Shachshit means, the Shachshit means that the woman who doesn't have the best kavua, so she only has to observe the inner sahish. So sometimes in the baby, sometimes in the baby, the 31st as of the preceding year. As of the preceding year. So this is what he says. So he says, because Shmuel Mashikos Hashem is in God's Lamed, they may be in the same. He says in Mashikos Hashem, according to the Taz, it's not Kosef Shom, but according to the Shach. So it's Kosef Shom. In Kenyan or Kosef Shom, I told him, Hadal Hebe, in Yeshua Bese, we don't even want to be Bese Taku. So in those Rochis should be Bese Taku. Rocha Mashma. So in Yeshua Bese, we don't even want to be Bese Taku. In those Rochis, in the Chabah, the Tour, in the Chabah, say explicitly that she doesn't have the Rochis for Bese Taku. But only for the Bese Kabua, the Bese Tabuko. So it's the foolish in the Tour and the Chabah. That the Bese Tabuko of Yomim and Gu, so it's is like a real message of God. Go to my shop, shop, and I'll post this in the day. Yes, so let's have the young men doing in a man, the shoes for best, and the young men doing this in a good. If the master of the Rajbo, the two of them, so he calls with me, they have a cabin quince. The Rajbo, the little Chabah mentions, he has reference to the best of the book that consists of young and quince. In other words, every 22nd day, after jumping 10 times, she has a menstrual flow. So the male, he doesn't have to be hand change. So from Nadera, he's baller, he doesn't have to verify it, because it's told in her mindset, so he doesn't have to be hand change. Maybe less, she jumped. Why should she jump? She knows that if she jumps on the 22nd day, she'll get a menstrual flow. So that's why she's embarrassed. But if the rest of America consists of the new voluntary, but bodily sensation like belching or sneezing or headache or dizziness or something like that. So the male then she's ashore and the Yimabes. So you know manage to usually open the basic yom go to master as well to continue that the kids and the best told me nice and then come to the lots of the sweet in the rich shall call in the babies. The Chula, at Kalushene, I'm not that we can be treated to be the Maitre Lido. The boy is cocked and the boy is going cocked. I'm going to go to the Saku, the Chimashma. The Sabai, the Vitur, the Kutites, the Kosko, the Chilo, the Sakites, the Akei, the Saku, the Akar Kosko, the Chumre, the Sakites, the Mishor, the Sakites, the Sakites, the Sakites, if she has the best takhites, if she has the best takhites linked to Yomi, whether it's prior to the 30th day or it's subsequent to the 30th day, so if she has the way in the babies, I would not to the best takhites and the Yomi, we will be the best tagu, maybe because of Arashbo, because of Abayus, we will be Yosef, the way in the best takhites, Mumma Bisir in the Yomi, the Lord Kopzo, the Lord Moaso, Abi Zechasheshes, Riei Moeino, Mashmal Heke, in Kopzo Groaso, Ein Cheshes Riei Moeino, Ki in Kvoraso, the Hinkos of Abachel Heke, the Kupites, the Bambini, the Maposhe, in Kain Shish, the Beset, the Beset Saku, Uyom Name, Ki in Yeishlo, Beset, Vadai Groaso, in other words, because the Rajbo himself says that even if she has a Beset Hamurke of Yomim and Kvitzes, but we know that she jumped. She knows she jumped. So in Melee, so then she doesn't have to be Cheshi, she doesn't have to observe the 30th day. Because why should she observe the 30th day if we know she jumped? So in other words, she already had a prayer as a result of jumping on the 22nd day or 25th day. Whatever day it was. So the Melee, so where the best amour can consist of Yomi and the new voluntary bodily sensation, like dizziness or stomach ache or headache, so it should be considered since it comes involuntarily, whether she likes it or not. So So it should be considered as if he says that Hittes were, the Baal knows that you jumped. So here, even if he doesn't know anything, but since it comes by itself, so he should expect it. So he says, But before he counted the Zayomi, so then, so she Zasur, and in Hashem in the West, and in the Ashai Toar in the Chasmeo, all of the best that would be more in the Zayomi, and in the Zayomi, and in the Zayomi, so the Rabban emphasizes in his worship that when he speaks, does he everything like in the Zayomi, you may wish to be finished for the Imabinis, only if she has the best taboo, and no yama. In other words, the best taboo is not linked to any yama. Sometimes she can get it on the 19th, sometimes on the 20th, sometimes on the 21st, on the 22nd, on the 23rd, 24th, 25th, any day. But any time she gets it, so before she gets it, let's say 50 minutes before she gets it, she becomes me. 50 minutes before she gets it, she has a head. So, in such a case, this woman is to be treated like a woman who has no beset, in view of the fact that it's exclusively beset aru, not with the yomi. The main way she has to be chishish for any of the babies, and she doesn't have to be chishish for anything else. So it's mashma, only if it's a beset aru, I'm coupled with the yomi. Mashaim, if it's a beset aru, coupled with Yomi, then she has the status of a woman who has a Beset Tavua, and she does not have to be Cheshish for the Yomis. Contrary to what the Mechava says, but the Beis Yosef there, he explains the Ramban in such a way that it should be consistent with the Dini mentions here. So he says, oh, yeah, but Mashma, Hoi, Moyo, Beset Tavu, the Yomi Kavua, Dimitri, Esplod, Mechut, ואבס יוסף עושה בזל משנה, ומשמע דוח את המרמב"ם. אם הוי לא פסת אביב, כמפיצה וחליץ לזה, אף על פי שהוא יהיה ידוע, הוי לא באים לו פסת כמקבוע, שלא יהיה מפסת אביב. כלל, הרי יתאו. So the Ramban really, he doesn't explain it in accordance with the literal connotation of the Ramban. The literal connotation of the Ramban is that the Ramban is reference to a case where the Beset Tabu is not attached to Yomi, is not linked to Yomi. Mashaikim, if it is linked to Yomi too, then she doesn't have to be Cheshesh for any of the things. So then she has the status of a woman who has Beset Kabua. But the Beis Yosef explains it that when Ramban says, the Ramban says, "Hoyo lo beset aru, v'lo beset yoni kavua." So he means, "Hoyo lo beset aru." So he means, so avopi shehu v'yei yodua. Hoyo v'yei lo beset yoni kavua. Shelo yehi lo beset aru kavua. In other words, that the Ramban is reference to a case where it is with yom. As long as it doesn't consist exclusively of Yom. But that's not what the plain meaning of the expression the Ramban deals with. Alright. So, Hariyatir Menu Kudila Rajbo, Dapa Pisha Rajbo, Kosav Elo Kenino Dabi Kitze, Ramban, Kosav Kenino Dabi Vesagu, Kolech and Vesagu, Kval, Nina the Rajbo, Kitze, you know, it's love that. אל חבי בייס בזגוף נו ואדי ראיזה נשאו בייס בזגוף עד כמה שם תן דבס יוסף that when the Rajbo mentions Kvitze, he mentions Kvitze only as an example of the Vestagu, but it applies to every Vestagu. because she didn't give me the tzira because the Rambam being a better than Kabua, if she didn't be a better than Kabua, we only could be told who was going to be this. The Rambam is to tell us that if a woman has a vessel that consists of Yomim Greide every 22nd day, so that she doesn't have to be righteous for a year, but it's a year, of course, that's a cheapest. It's not such a cheapest because we call it a Rashi. Such a woman has to be righteous. But the Shach, I mean, the Shach is arguing from the point of view that a woman who has a vessel of war does not have to be righteous for a year. So why should the Rambam even mention that it's no chiddush, it's in the Rapport? Why would we come out and ask the Latin of the whole? They didn't wish for this young Lahut, or consideration should be for this. Is the rich for an elevatist. But if a woman has a vessel tamuke consisting of two elements, yomi and a bodily sensation, then she is to be treated like a woman who has a vessel kubua just of yomi, and she does not have the rich for an elevatist. Just for that thing is a vessel. They, Heichavis Kabim Rambam Kvitze, they, the Rajko, Dabki Lokak Kvitze. Dabki Lokak Kvitze, Lokak Kvitze, because of the real. So in other words, so the Shach assumed that when the Chava says Kidei Kvitze, so Kvitze is only an example, but here he mentions here a general principle that is true of every Vesta Moken consisting of Yomi and bodily experiences. But he's Chilkan. Then he says, who like Anabes Yosef Ling, the best Sadi is probably Yomi, in the Yomi Yehud, who is my Elohim Vesta Sadu, before he now reminds him the door, do me a big pizza, who can be knock out, he shall make it, he shall make it, and don't remind him, and when he comes to the world, so I will only be sure that Sadu can be a big pizza on the side. Be there, if Shad, go up Mashma, in the whole rest of the time, go to the city of Shad to Posse, she must not be called the mindset, crack pizza, and then wash the Posse, you don't have a best of the time, you can be a big Now, so I mentioned yesterday that the Nimchas Yaakov, he explained the Mechaber in the sense that the Mechaber really is not Chilka Meshach, and the Mechaber is Meile, that in the case where women have the best Tamukum, consisting of the two elements of Yomim, and the involuntary bodily sensation, so then the Mechaber will be Meshach, that she does not have to be chishish for any rabbis, that in such a case she has the status of a woman who has a vessel kabua, she has to be chishish for the vessel kabua, and nothing else, not for the rabbis. But Chaber says, for your vessel for yomi, who gets it to vessel sadi, so it's true that the Mechaber doesn't limit himself just to chishish, because the Mechaber limited himself just to chishish. So why does he have to say, who gets it to chishish? That's it! Not nothing else. No, he has reference to a vessel tabuke that consists of yomi and the vessel that is told in mice. And now it is the kritze, for example, of Roshuk. But in Achname, if the vessel tabuke consisting of yomi and the headache, so then the Mechaber will agree with the Shah. So actually, I mean, we have to say like that because it doesn't make sense that the Mechaber would say, in regard to a vessel that water consisting of yomi and the headache or dizziness that she does with the bowels with the lobby of because since the dizziness is likely to occur regardless whether she wants it or not, so she certainly has to be chishish, maybe it did occur because she's accustomed to have to feel dizzy on the 22nd day and then to have a real zah. So actually, there is no relevant difference between the Mechaber and the Shach. There is a relevant difference between the Shach Shiteh and what the Shach assumes the Mechaber Shiteh is. because they call it what Yaakov says, the real is no natural. Einmal gekocht so mit Zorosh und Schlein ab, und Schwarz und Schirr, und Stamm Tide, aber wenn ich es es, und also wo wir alle auch haben, in der Bein ist, hat sie so lemmo, und sie schon also, Schirr, und sie tuch, und sie ist der, und die, oh, na, sie sind gut, in der Tug. Hoi, die Schoche, die Cheskast, Neo, also, wo wir alle auch, אַז איך קיימ אַ ליט פון באַלט, און איך קומ אויף די שיינער פון דעם באַלט, נמען. So that means that when the Chaver said in Simen Kuf Tegimo, in Simen Kuf Tegimo, that a woman who has invested from what? So if the Baal comes from the road, and the Baal has already counted 7 days, ends of the inner subessence. So then it's with a lobby or so that only applies to a woman whom he left when he left her because Castello. Now he came, let's say, on the 33rd day and her vessel is on the 25th. So even if she had it, so it's already 7 days and she already had an opportunity to go through it. So it's mutalobio. But only because if at the time when we went on the trip, so she was the Hasgastelo. But if at the time when we went on the trip, she wasn't. So no, even though 7 days already elapsed, we still also won't be allowed until we be verified. And we find out that she is there. She said, why? Why go to first? Because in the first case, so first of all, we left the Bechaskas Teo, and there was this next stage. Maybe she didn't become Nido. As soon as she became Nido, maybe she was developed. But she didn't in this case. So first of all, she is Bechaskas Teo, and then we don't have sex making. We only have one subject. Maybe she went through it, maybe she didn't. And even if we assume that it's called the Badai that she did go through it, but it's not the Badai Badai, some male, she's a soul of Badai. I just think about it. When you call what can she let us with the Badai in a minute, who is going to be Shem itself, and she will eventually put on the whole of the food, so she let the Badai in a minute. So this man Chazal, so it was customary for a woman who is legal to wear special gowns. Of course, I mean, that was only with Man Chazal, because they were actually retired. So we had an afternoon day, right? So everyone had to know that you shouldn't give this woman who is wearing special kind of garments, that to give her talis, to give her tumor, because she'll contaminate the talis. But of course today, I mean, if a woman were to do that, it would be very, very modest. I mean, because there is no relevance to the talis. And as far as the Baal is concerned, so the Baal she has to let him know. But I mean, what he said, there is no matrimony in regard to anybody else, because no one is also the talis today. So the halacha here is, he was going to be Mishra himself. King Shavu and the Deshes got in hand to hold him on the roof. So, Chashira, his Bada, it may be on. His Bada said, Oh, on the Bible, it may be on. But I can't remember staying on. Ain't any man is. Now, suppose she told her husband, I'm an eagle. And then she said, I lie to you, I'm not an eagle. So the halacha is that she is not an menace. Why? Because the moment she said to the Baal, Meilami, so it shall be nafshech b'chadu yisure, and she is a menace. And then she is not a menace to contradict and to negate her own testimony. Meaning, it says, I'm asking for her, or John, or the king, Chilom, and she'll hold your ball, Kea, or you don't have a kanyu, that's a gemara in it. Gemara in it. In other words, that's Gemara in it, it's Gemara in Sumes. The main Gemara is in Sumes, not in it. So in other words, that Eve, that if a woman, let's say at first said to the husband that she's an evil, and then the next morning she tells the husband, I lied to you because I was weak, so that's why I told you I was an evil, so she's the next. As long as she gives a reasonable explanation as to why she didn't tell the truth. That's the law. And the same thing applies to other things also. Let's say, suppose a woman who is the cheskas kulo will come to us and she got married in another city, a month ago. So she's a man, she had an action to her Yisurah, even though in Yoma Shebel, but the Gabi herself, she's a man, if she says she's a man. But suppose she says that she lied because she was afraid that somebody might has to show her and harass her or abuse her, and because of that, because there were bad people in the city that day, so because of that she said she was married, that no one should try to approach her and to court her, so then she's a menace. Why? Because as long as she gives a reasonable explanation as to why she didn't tell the truth, so she's a menace. ומסנס המאסר יתברר שאומר לו כי התחילו שהוא יבוקח ויום החיים זה מדי למד כל סבר רמבה קור זיכון מי לא משכן ישר והכן הוא מרס תאיר אני אז מסנס המאסר יתברר שאם מרס הוא לבש לבגוד עם אלו אלו של התאגרדי מי עכשיו תלהויסי או מיסי פריו אין נמד עד כאן חוצר אימא כאילו שרואינו ובשת איזה מידושו אהבו כאירואינו שרוע עשו שעוד זה אין נמד עשרים על ירוס ביתנו, תחיות מפרות קונים לו בשכניסאו, מכשמר את מחיר השני אני, שנמר ישוב לא עם הכיר אני, על די המסלה, על די המסלה, שונה מורץ, he says, רמב״ם מנשס בתחיל, that if a woman is a masla effective, that's the more interest, that a masla is effective, it's effective in court of law, not only in Gabriel, neither, even if she says that she sees that, so she's also nemes. Or, for example, let's say she says she's the Heskas Kulo, and then she tells us that she's a Kushi. And then a month later comes to this and she says she's not a Kushi. Actually she was an Almoni. She was not a Kushi. Why did she say she's a Kushi? Because he certainly came and tried to court her. So she wanted to get rid of him. So she said she's a gorgeous, and the gorgeous, that's all again. But actually she's now money. So the law is, and if it seems true, and if it appears true, so there's the reason. But, so if she says, need money, and then she gives an ambassador, because I felt weak, I was sick the other day, so then she's a mess. But if the other day she put down the extra body that a woman wears the medusa, and now she says she put down the extra body in order that the husband shouldn't approach her because she felt too weak, so she's not a mess. So the Torah says, the Rambam says, why should putting down the extra body be more Homo, then if she said, all right, so the fact that she puts up God in is considered like saying, because why should she put up such problems? So it amounts to his testimony that she's in God. But why should it be more homo? Why should it be more homo than if she said she's in God? Then the only food to call you is himself, which she married with David Shirani, she married Shulima Tirani, and the Amasra. So the two is hilar. So there are several truths and the two scash. But there is a great talents. I mean there are other truths also, but the most simple talents is that the Ramban she believes in a way. If she just says And then she did not master. So then it was, then we said she acted reasonably in not telling the husband the truth. Why? Because the husband wanted to approach her and she felt safe. So she thought if she would tell him the truth, so he would pressure her. So anyway, she told him an untruth. So that's a reasonable explanation. Not only it's, so her demeanor was natural. But to put on expert coding, make such a show, when in order to be matched for the husband, why did she have to do that? She could have been matched for the husband by just telling him that she became a widow. Why did she have to work so hard? So it doesn't seem natural. To tell something that is not true in order to be matched for the husband seems a natural thing for a person to do. But to act out and to dress up in special clothes, in special garments, that is not the natural way of avoiding a relationship with the husband. So in the male way, she's not doing this. All right. Hoya mishabi shimateo, upios on the door, that's the more issue, it's the ifis we are. Why? Because the more says that if you will be finished with issue there, so then Hanoi or Kvoi, they appreciate Kvoi the beer. So in the male way, that in itself will involve in sakonis. So he, before his parents, so he has to wait until Hachiyom Seim. So Yifriz Miyad, and we need it to put a bar at the Yom Seim, Hachiyom Seim, and Yifriz Miyad. All right, I'll go back. Hodisho Shehi B'ches Kasmeyo, also a Rabbi Olel, at the time of the Valley, Uma'ach Hashab, Uyom Yishab, Shalom Yishab, Nemenes, אפילו רגב גודאו מלוכלוכים בידם נמנס רימה בשוק תבוכים עוברתי או נססקתי וציפיה בחדים הזה. Now, we can here ask a certain question. We saw yesterday that there is a machlokes between Tinsfes and Tur and the Mechaber, Mechaber Pasmus, like we said. On one hand, and the Rambam. The Rambam, that was according to Tisvez, and the Tu, and the Mechabea. So if a woman has a Vesit Kavua, let's say under 20, let's say under 25th day, and the husband left her, let's say while she is tail. Now he comes back on the 33rd day as of the previous year. So he's with the Lord alone, even if she's ashamed. He doesn't have to be doing very well. Why? Because of his sexy. Because of his sexy. What's his sexy? Okay. Once of the years, maybe she wants to be a center. He knows she has a risk of why it's not a mass. Assuming that she had it in his arm, she wants to sleep on. Maybe she already went through. So, anyway, the Rambam she believes not. That he's also not there until he realizes. Why shouldn't he rely on his explanation? He said, because the Rambam Shikinis, that's how we know Hashem can explain that. Because it's actually valid, the Rambam Shikinis, that's what he is often valid. So he's not good. Yeah. Now, but God and Shem hold that he is good. He is good. So the question is, but here, everybody is. That if he left her the Cheskas Meo, even though she had an opportunity already to come 7 days and to go to the land, then he's also loving her. Also loving her. As a temporary, Munacha Shoroku, Yomi Shev Shalomit is really Nemenes. So, but she has to say explicitly that she went to it. Otherwise, not. So the question is, according to Tinsley's, so why isn't he the Lord? Well, so it was no kasha according to Tesis. Because why is Tesis mad? Tesis is mad here because of the sex that you mean she's not piercing you, assuming she was piercing you. Assuming she was piercing you, so then maybe she went through it. But she came if you left her as a female, so there is only one subject. So there is only something. So that's why she's a soul. Alright. So, afilu reyeh godeo mi mochlochim vidam, lemenis reina avishuk tabochim obam, koi nisasakti nisitam hagen, vimhu ze kolmida mishkisao, sherouo, vimeshes kod namichotim vimhusa, chshuk o kibadet kem, omro lubayo kriyan, haka chomro tira mi lemenis, vimu laacha kibidibo, imu laacha kibidibo, in other words, because talking to people so you may be get married. So certainly here when it's a question of the monies, so she certainly can be most master of the world, and she marries this woman to do it, and she only will be here. Use the cash and she can have us out of it. Who be home again, we shall read to the heart of the last thing. She will be a hammer or be a skiff. I will be even a menace that you will be speaking a hacking. That she will be a hermit for Bible. We will be a hacking. שמה שאומרו תחילו תמויה כוסוסו מחסקותו שהולי נעימו בחדימות אבל אם הולו יצא רמב״ם אבל אם הולו so he passes like the רמב״ם not like the truth אבל אם הולו מבשת קודם המחולים ומנגיצו והכי נאמרו תירמי אבל כשלא סלמה של גורלו אין לבנס אין לבנס now let's see what the Now, the devil is coming. So that's our law. It applies in many situations. In other words, if let's say a person, if it's an Indian where the devil has no ones, like you, because the devil will be so, and each is the minister saying, Tehran, but suppose there is a contradiction between the Isha says Tehran, because the Chochem claimed Tia was a guest. He said in the story, but then the Chochem asked, were you the type of Jew passing to this woman that this guest in the story was? He says, no, were you born by your I didn't pass through the guest in the story. So then we believe the Chochem. And it's not we believe the Chochem because the Chochem has more credibility than an ordinary woman. It doesn't make any difference. Even if one Chochem will say, let's say Shimon is a type of Chochem and Ruben is a type of Chochem. And Shimon will say that he heard from Ruben that such and such a thing is good. And then Ruben is asked, did you pass me? That it's mutar. So then we don't believe the Chochem who mentions his name. In other words, the one in whose name another person testifies. And so has known the modest in face of a contradiction by the person who is the source of that theory. That means, let's say, that even if a number of Rabboni will say that the Mishnah Feinstein passed to them that you can carry in Flatbush, but the Mishnah Feinstein himself made a statement that the Dibu wasn't back here, so you cannot say, in Gorov Shalach of Mokim Shnayim at all, Klamin Rabboni with big titles. So they say they can predict the Mishnah Feinstein. So assuming that the other Rabboni will can predict the Mishnah Feinstein. Are also tzaddikim. So our Pidin, since they say in his name, so they have known him on us. Even if 1,000 Rabboni would say in the name of Chamisha Feinstein that he was matir to carry in Flatbush, but if Chamisha Feinstein would say, no, I wasn't matir, so he is the on us. That's the hour. Omro pleni chochom piyali kesem. The chochom, eime yashihim shakeres, hachochom nemon, with Meir. And we cannot even say in Gorov Shalach of Mokim Shnayim. because since they say in his name, so, and he contradicts them, so he can, he has more credibility than those who say in his name. All right, now the top. See the face. Shumo kibada itmeh, vilem hana amas. In other words, kohu alu veshet god amichon ulimidus. Achake, kuchmishikos abisidu, vlik shakir, וכיוד נמכו תיקון מידו מבניין ובדירוש תמי עמי שנחם לשום נסין הסמאסר נתיר את הרשבו למשנבי שישר אמס נתרא שאימר את תמי עמי אבל אז ישראל סיכול העין ולתמוד עם שום מידו אין ממנו ולפיחו ונחם לשום בחקים המאסר in other words, that's it's a question of human nature. It's natural for a person to say a lie because to relieve himself or herself from pressure. So if she's under pressure from the husband because he wants to approach her and she doesn't feel well, so it's natural. Well, I bet you can believe that. But the average person is likely to say an untruth in order to relieve himself or herself from special problem, in order to relieve himself or herself special problem. Alas, is my sickle a highly recording Shalito, even a menace, if he hoho and Hamish or the Hakina mask. Why must the cost of seminale see if you give me the Romaski Gamke in the Sinai Kufra Zai? Umotsosi, so there's the Rajba status. The Rajba agrees with the Ramban. Umotsosi, cost of the Shay Marina Rab, way we talk, that's the Maral we talk. The Shahani, who's the Kondida Mishkinisel, the Lav Kulal, the Adam Namasle, the Kay. על מה סומכו כשאר זיקו עצמו נגד כל העלמא מה שאין כי ולמרס ליבי לא תמי אני אפשר שסומך עצמו שהרקי תימא לי איזו המס in other words the Mahalmi Pog Steretz is a little different than the Rashbo Steretz. The Rashbo Steretz is that it's natural for a person to say a lie, but it's not natural for a person to disguise himself. To disguise himself. For that he has to be a pathological liar. Just to say a lie, he doesn't have to be a pathological liar. So it serves his convenience. And the average person is likely to say a lie. But to disguise himself, put on extra body, that's already not normal. That's what the Rashbo says. The Maharal Talk says something else. It might be normal for a person even to dress up in order to accommodate himself or herself, to be convenient, to relieve himself or herself of pressure. But a person is likely, it's natural for a person to say a lie, to act a lie, to act out a lie. Only this is indispensable for her objective. So if, let's say, the woman tells the husband, Pirastinido, because she wants to relieve herself of pressure, so it's indispensable. She wants to relieve himself from his pressure. Mashe'inke. So then, she says, she thinks, it's all right for me to say the lie, and then, the next day, I'll explain to her. Mashe'inke, if she puts on extra clothes, so then she's not only deceiving the husband, she's deceiving all her friends. Everybody will think that she's in love. So then, she'll have to explain to everybody. How will she be able to explain to everybody? So that's why we don't believe our master. If she did something in the presence of many people, and then it will be difficult for her to explain the lie to all the people to whom she in effect said the lie. So maybe it's not a natural thing. So maybe she's not meant. Yunkin al masom chodishel shikatz menegit kul alma, ma sheinkin li meres li bailo, pnei adi, efshel shisom chatzmo, shahakim timale yisamas, vitil tznochim, vilomaditi mize oi, da afilo biomro yei shchilut, vimomro. So in other words, from the Maral Mipro, we can infer is in the Chidesh, da afilo biomro yei shchilut, דימום רובית מרבים שהתמאו ונהם אחר כך המאסר. In other words, suppose her husband has a meeting in the house. A meeting, many people in the room. And then she tells him in the presence of all the people, Piras Tinilo. So besides that it's not sneezy to say that, so then the next day she'll say, she'll mention the Amasla because she was felt sick, she will not be in a menace. According to the Rashbo's Teret, she will be in a menace. According to Maral Mipog, she will not be in a menace. Al Kochoch Kotzva Aposki, Omro Mibailot Meyani, then Adin Kein Elo Biomro Mibailo Mechutke. Not if she told it in the presence of other people. So then she will not be the menace to explain. Ma'ase mishach ha'shiyo v'shom shporim v'chim shashmini v'choshisho sh'ayinora gerimo v'rotiso la'asker iburo. In other words, a woman who had miscarriages. In other words, she gave birth in the 8th month, and because of that, the baby was not viable. So she was afraid that people give her an einhorn. So then she became pregnant, so she wanted to hide it. So she was afraid that some women might suspect that she's already pregnant. So Mele, she told all the women that she's in Ido. So then, women will not suspect her that she's pregnant. V'nishal ramo im bayro muta lo v'yolo v'sei v'sea. V'heishi v'hetea. But I mean, in this case, that was such a simple situation. You see, because here, it's like Miseras Midoye, I mean. In other words, she made up with the husband, she's going to tell all her friends that she's an idol. So in other words, so how could she be assured the husband on the basis of her own testimony when she told the husband that she's going to tell all her friends? So here it seems it's of a portion that she's a menace to her husband. Because after all, before she mentioned it to her friends, she said to her husband, she's going to mention to her friend that she's in. So this seems to be a very obvious case. But still, the Ramo discussed it. So, in the end, the Ramo was mati. What he says, he doesn't even deserve a thought and elaborate discussion. It's not a portion of us. Not that the Ramo asked her to buy it, but the Ramo resorted to all kinds of swords, this, that. So the Taz says, no, this is not a portion. If you have died in the Rashi, it's a nicht as cloud, the Holy was in the King, the Duke, so King Kingdom, she was God's right there. Why does the Taz mention this Jewish Ramo? Because according to what the Rashi says, so certainly she's the menace to give her master. Even if she hadn't told the husband before she mentioned it to her friends, because there were just people about whatever. But according to what the Maharam Pork says, then one could argue, the Maharam Pork says that when is a woman in the menace to give an amasra to explain her testimony, only if she just told it to her husband, but not if she told it to 100 people. And here, this woman, she told every woman in the city that she's a leader. She was so afraid of an iron. So she told everybody. So according to my own report, one could argue, since she told it to a rabbi, so anyway, she's not a menace. So he said, no, that even if we accept the Maharam Pork's shite, so in this case she's the menace. She ain't a nichnas klal bichlal musikani. Kim nikil so kim kim shiruzik ha'atzma with male. In other words, why? But according to Maharam Pork's svore, so it's not that putting on clothes, extra clothes, is distinguishable from mere saying. No. In other words, even a saying in the presence of Rabbi has the same deal like Kosek on English himself. And here she said it to Rabbi. The answer is no. Here not, because here she had an agreement with the husband that she is going to tell the Rabbi. So, he can achum the king of Yudhi that she has been prayed. He can achum the king of Rambam, she likes the old girl. We should have asked him, because we said she might have bought. We can't put the kids I hoche, please. We don't say, they will remain some of you, I'll get them at Tone. They have got the easy nice good market. I've got a kid, she called a dive, it threw us with a mom, it reminds us she has a kid. But I've got a mess of a mice, or another kid, and he will do this, it threw with a viral, it gets a pain, it gives a bite with the MS. We also tell all of them. We can't תאמש בסבתו שמרבו כל ומדוע לרבו לגור הצלי מכל מוקי כאן שורי במען ישראל זו רק להפיקו מפיר נגד ביירו שאם ביירו יוכל קוריס לו היתר מה שהייתי בזה שביירו יבריע שיתירו והם הסכימו שהוא וכל נגד אבי יש לראשון ונראה נעמה ונראה נעמה להור פרפסר מגושי סייבו מסיר וחזוק שסומה יסיר שעה חשבו לירושלים וכירי כמו כמעציבו ודורוסת ובואו להוסקום בואי מפני שבנו בלו לא נשכור כך ירדוס הנעמי בו יסיר דרס בתחילו ושעזביוסו לירושלים שאין זה בנו בפני שנאילו אלו שכיבי אלו שכיבי גם לא יסיר ותאר תקנו וחזקת לו בפני רבי יובד אלו יסיק לא יסיר אך הכי שאין כאן חזוק כלל כאילו שסוסכו אין סוד תחילו ואפילו אומרו אך הכי בפילו שזה בנו כאילו שבקבו תחילו מה שכיבי חכי כל זה נראה פושט In other words, that, of course, it's very stable like that. Suppose, now, sacred is here for the Chazokis. Ish vi isho. Isho ubno. So if they, it was reputed that this is the son of this woman. Of this woman. And then to even testify that he was Borel, so Michael's killer, like wow. But how do you know that she is his mother? No one saw that she gave birth to him. The answer is, in other words, since it is accepted by everybody that this man is the son of this woman, so that's enough to meet out peace. But still, suppose Twain will come and testify. Twain will come and testify that a certain man was designed with a certain woman, and that woman is the reputed mother of that man. And then she and he will say, yay, I'm the reputed mother. She is my reputed mother. But no one knew in the city that I was an adopted child and she just adopted me. But they told everybody that he was her natural child, but actually I'm only adopted. They're adopted, so he's not high reason, so he's not Ime. He's not Ime. So in such a case, this person will not be Sanhedrin, will not be without reason. So this is what he mentions. So certainly in this case of the Jewish Ramon, how can there be any question as to whether she's Memenes with that master? Of course she's Memenes. So, kommt in ihrer Post. Die Tama an ihr Ramo schon mit Schule sind in Beis, schon nicht, dass sie aber sehen. Rag du mal Adon und ich selbst am Maslach, Chazok, der Abo gab der Hanemar. Der Han gehust den Lieber Rambam, die Kolmo, die Kama, aber am Maslach, die Kama, und der Han. Ein Schock. So der Ramo kommt zu der Sink am Busch. But what he is asking against Ramo, why did Ramo have to discuss it so much? It's such a double portion that he or she is a man. ובדי אין כאן חזוק ככלל שאיזו רפואי כאילו נקו במשיבות סופחים לבייר ושאיזו זמנס על עצמו שאיזו תירה כאילו על די כמו שם אילנו את סדרמו he agrees with it but the Ramo says that even though it's his musical but still she is nemenes to give him a master and the Ta says since we know now that there was an agreement between them that she should say she is an idol to everybody in order that she should not be the victim of an idol. So maybe it's nothing to consider to us ago. Oy to isi shom mi tshuva now. In other words, let's say, if a certain person is reputed to be the child of another person, but then one person knows that in effect he is an adopted child, so then the Taz says, it's not in the case of us ago. It's not to us ago. אוי דוי איסי שום בתשובה הנאו שמק שרבו לא מור אומרו הוא זה קודמי דו בי אולי כן ולא אומרו די אולי כן ווי דו זה דימון אסי הוא זה קודמי דו בשביל סאו בשביל פודן אקסלרסטמנט בייסטי פוסו בי אולי כם שמי דו ווי נאפ ווי צהי אולי כם שמי דו ותיר את שום מה שתיר את ומי נראה ירבוסי כל מה שמי דאפיו הוא שיש ניצד לדיבוסי במשר מיקידו רבי שהיא נידו. So, כדרך נושים שמגיד ישראל בעליה. So, I would say, יוכל אימא, סומכתי על זה ותוביסי שהוא קודם מלאכתה, I could argue that way. כמה שלא, דאים זה כלום, לא יקד, לא יקד, כן, לא נדאי. I mean, it seems to me that there is a very simple teretz, a much simpler teretz. Not that there is anything wrong with the teretz of the Taz, but there is a much simpler teretz. I mean, the Andikasha by the Ramon. Lomo Omu Hut, Kamiya Bayo Meke, Lomo Hilik. No, because there is a very simple teretz. Needless to mention, the cheese like it, because it's Shabbat Nafshech Tichad Yisroel. So of course she is like it. But vis-a-vis the Baal is that I have to say, Shabbat Nafshech Tichad Yisroel. So you shouldn't be like it. We cannot say that we got to the Baal Shabbat Nafshech Tichad Yisroel. But in this case, even the Baal is like it. Not because of the mones by the Isha. Because after all, the Isha is the mones regarding the Baal, that the Baal should be also loving her. If she says she's an idol, or regarding the Baal, that the Baal should be mutal of her. If she says she went through it, and she's not an idol anymore. But regarding Malkes, who required to aid, Malkes is the poshes. Al Pishnai made me of the Dogo. So the melee, so the, as far as she is concerned, so then of course, that she is higher as Malkes, because of Shabbat Nafshi Tichad Yisroel. The Rambam paskins that on the basis of Shabbat Nafshi Tichad Yisroel can be Tichad Malkes. But I would say the Baal should not get Malkes because she has no nemones regarding him, and as far as he is concerned, we should require to aid him. So Kamashmalon, that even as far as he is concerned, we still accept. We still are able to meet out Malkes because of Malkin or Chazokes, simply the same of Chazokes, since she is reputedly a needle, so maybe we can even meet out even the forces, we say Malkes and so on. Right. Omro Pini Chochom Tiyali Kese, Vechochom Eina Shin Shakeretz, Shin Shakeretz, Zachochem Nemon Utmeyoim Achochem Nemon Nirali Davke Achochem Atzme Kim Shin Simechesol Vinishtatach Shikre Mashin Kenim Achochem Lufoneinu Veidechot Meit Achochem Osolo Eini Nemon. So the Taz is, when do we say that if the woman says Chochem Pleini Tiyal, and the Chochem Pleini comes before us and he says, "Lo yivlon elom, I never was matter her." So she has no nemones. And the chochem is all the nemones. That is, if the contradiction is between her and the chochem. But suppose the Isha says, "Chochem plainly tiel," and then not the chochem says, "No, I was standing there, and I heard how the chochem told you that the kesem is tomei, not her." And she says to him, "No, you don't remember. I heard the Chochem telling me that the Kesem is Torah." So, what is the halacha in such a case? Nearly davke Chochem atzmei, ki mishis nechesol, v'yishtachach shikhe, mashein ki min Chochem lefaneinu, v'yidechon meyi, sh'Chochem asolo. Somebody else comes to dicta as to what the Chochem passed. So, even him. So, that's a big chiddush in the Taz. Because, of course, insofar as this thing is concerned, so that is only Shayach, if the sphere of the contradiction is between the woman and the Chochem himself. So then we believe the Chochem, and we don't believe the Isha. So the Chochem has all the credibility, and the Isha has no credibility. But suppose there is a contradiction between the Isha and then another person comes and says, "I was standing when you had the Shaila of the Chochem, and the Chochem told you it's Dome." So then I would say, it's Zot. It's Chavi Gavi Chav. It's just as Trei Gavi Trei, it's Zot. It's Zot. No. So the Taz says, no, it's not Zot. If it's Zot, so she'll be Asur Lebar. Yasur Lebar, Zot, she'll be the Raitze. Maybe she's an Ido. So the Taz says, no. If the Chochem contradicts her, then we accept the testimony by the Chochem completely, and we ignore what she says. So it's a bad idea. And if the Chochem doesn't contradict her, but another person contradicts her, in respect to what the Chochem said, so then we believe her completely. We believe her completely. And the other person we ignore. Why not the Sofik? Chad migalechad, like trei migalechay. So, the Rabbita says, the Amir of the Rizik Sudez, Kolmokin Shemino, Teoi Neachod, Harikad Shnai, Vimkin Ochanami, Neisioi, Nono Lahakri Shimsa, Shiki Shnai. So, that's one. Loshin Yatas. Then there are Loshin. So the first Loshin Yatas says, he applies the principle of Kolmokin Shemino, Teoi Neachod, Harikad Shnai. The Gemara mentions it in same thing in the Romans in regard to three cases. In regard to Eglav. Now the Aloch is, if a hole is found by the Minyat Yisrael, the Minyat Yisrael, so then basically five skin from the Znagoyu have to go out and to measure near a city to the place of the hole. And then the city has to bring an Eglav. And the Torah says, the Minyat Yisrael, Honita, so the Gemara is saying, then learns out from the person. Holy da afim echo disipeilo. Even in the echo, has the mones. So then he basically does not bring an egla with him. That's one thing where the echo is not. Another case where the echo in the mones is got the same. Because the aloha is that he, the Baal, said in the presence of the witnesses to his wife, I'll teach the English lady. So, and then she has the echo with that person, in the presence of two Aiden, so the Aloha is yes to take it to the Kehen, and the Kehen is to be Mashke, the Maimamori. And that will be the Vare. And until she brings the Maimamori, so she's Asur by law. That's the basic Aloha from which the Gemara deduces the Aloha of Sofik Tumabish Sayochi, it's Meike Tom. So that's the second case where Yahud is the Mones. A third case where Yahud is the Mones, that's the Kabinet's Bible. Oh, it says in regard to Eitzim, in regard to Mesbai, in regard to Eglahute, if one Idechot, if one Idechot comes and says in Bezdi, to the husband of a certain woman died, so then Bezdi was Matia, the woman to get married, then later on, a week later, so another eight, comes and says no, and he confronts the first day and says, you lied, we would be wrong. I was present there, he was only injured, but he's all right, he didn't die the husband. So the aloha is, we say, that kolmokim shimitir lechod alayu kishnayim, v'inkotso lechod limokim shnayim. So the aloha is, the first day we testify, that he saw how the husband died, he has the money's like too. The other one who contradicts him and said, no, I saw that he didn't die, he just got hurt for a while. So then he has only the money's of one, and he brought the Lechon of Mishnayim. So he accepted the testimony by the one aid who testified first. Oh, let's say the same thing would be true. The same thing would be true of an Egla Rufo. If Ridechot comes and says that I saw who is the killer, so then, so Bezdin cannot bring an Eglav. Bezdin cannot bring an Eglav. Suppose after that, another person comes and tells the person and said, who said in Bezdin before, that he knows who the killer is. So he says, loyally saw who the killer is. So that Lohi is, that the second one is not among us, because the first one is the monos of two, and the second one only of one, and in Rosh Lechot of Mishnayim, and the same thing is true, the same thing is true of Mezbairo also, I mean, the same thing is true of Ein Seite also. So, if the calf was Achazeh, so the second day there's no monos, if the calf was Achaz, so then everyone has the same mnemonis, so it's Yisof. But if the Kamuzeh Hazeh, so the first one is the mnemonis of two, the second one has the mnemonis of one, in form of Shalechos, Bimokim Shnayim. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishayim, whether this been applied to Yachon and Bisson. So the Marik The Kibbutz Malik says that the same thing applies to the Echad and Yisroel also. In other words, if there is a chtich on the table and we don't know whether it's chayav or shomer, then Reuven in the Echad comes and says, this chtich I know is shomer. Then the next day, another Yachot comes and says, this Chtiche, I know, is Chayrej. So the Magid says that we apply the same principle. That the first one is the Monis of two. The second one is the Monis of one. So the Baruch Rechot, the Mokim Shnai, takes the Sishayim in Shvisa, says the same thing, like the Magid. But the Ritvon, the Mokiyetze, and the Rambam, They say this aloch of Shnai. So the first Nidachot is all the Mones, and the second one is not Nemon to be matched with the first Nidachot. So the Ritva says that applies only to Itzeite, to Ebaruch, and to Mufbaila. Because Itzeite and Ebaruch essentially should require to everything. Is it Domash Be'albo? But there is a special to the Sakosu Veidimbo. There is a special to the Sakosu Kabinus Bailo. But without the special to the Sakosu, what would I say? That in the Moshe Be'achos Mishnah, it doesn't happen. But we have a special to the Sakosu. So since without the Sakosu, he wouldn't have the monies. And why does he have the Zeros HaKos? Why wouldn't he have the monies without Zeros HaKos? Because in Yom HaShemel HaKos Mishnai, but he had the Zeros HaKos. So that means that the Zeros HaKos implies not only that in Yachot Banez Bailo has the monies, that he has the monies of two, because it's Yom HaShemel HaKos. Yom HaShemel HaKos requires to aid him. So here we have another Zeros HaKos. Then Yachot is Nemon. So we have to say the effect of this as a consequence is that he has the credibility of two. So the first one has credibility of two. The second one has only credibility of one. So in Bosh, Rehor, in Bosh, Shvai, Mashiinki, by Yachon, in Yisum, so in the very outset, we only require the Yachon. So the fact that the Torah was Mami, and Yachon does not necessarily imply that the Torah gave the Yachon the monies of two. No, the Torah gave the monies of one. But why is it Hemon? Because Nidechon has the monies. So mainly the first one also has the monies of one. And the second one also has the monies of one. So it's Chalil Gabechad. Why should we believe the first one more than the other one? Mashim Ke, according to Tesis Hishenim, says, I think it's Dafi Gimel. And according to the Marik, so then the Aloche of Inbor Shalach Mokim Shmai, that the first one has the monies of two, and the second one only of one, so we may ignore the testimony by the second. So according to the Mahik and the Kiyase, so it applies to Yisurim also. And the Tashite is like the Mahik. There is another Tash in Yilcheshchite, which is also like the Mahik. But the Tashite here is like the Mahik. So he says, only the Chochem himself can contribute to that. So then, we pay attention to what the Chochem says. We pay no attention to what the Yishe says. But suppose another person will argue with this person as to what the Chochem passed. So then, the Yishe is all the monies in the world. Whereas the other person, the second one, has no money. So we see that Taz according to the Shita of the Marik and Nikiyaz. I'm sorry, not Nikiyaz. With the Shita of the Marik and Tesis Hishayim in Shulis. That's what it says. Ram and Tehri Mitzvahs, Kol Mokim Yachad Al-Kashnayim. But according to the Ritva and Nikiyaz and the Rambam, that Kol Mokim Shemitir and Yachad Al-Kashnayim we only apply with Abbe, Eglahufe, and Seite, and Mizbairo, and the Bairo, so here we don't apply in Rosh Lechol. Bimokim Shnai. So Mela, what would we say if another person has a disagreement with the issue as to what the Chochem said, that it is a Sovik, Mesovik Shiva Solobai. Then he says, וסודי גם עניין סלוסים יחד מנלוסו ועדים כאן נראה לי נעתיע יצאת בביש that the person is known among us, the person is known among us to contradict the Isha, the person who is not a Chochem himself, but who argues, who disagrees with the Isha as to what the Chochem said. The Isha says that the Chochem said it's prayer, the person says the Chochem said it's not. So the second question is that the other person is known among us. Why? Because it requires training. But why? Because it's Doshba. Tesis in that page on the page says explicitly that the Chiddush by the Torah of the Sofer of the Atzmo is that without the Pasuk, after all, we know it, how many songs, why the Torah has to say the Sofer of the Atzmo? So Tesis gives a very simple tariff that page on the page. Because without it, there's a Pasuk, I would say, that Nito is also Dov Shabbat. What is Dov Shabbat? Anything that relates to the relationship between the husband and wife, anything that relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife, that's Dov Shabbat. Kedush, it relates to the relationship between husband and wife. Geirsh, it relates to the relationship between husband and wife. Eidizmus, which is a soul of Bible, it relates to the relationship between husband and wife. So in Mele, it requires training. So, without the Zerzakos of the Sofer Atzmo, Tesha says, we would argue, Nido, yes Nido, not Nido, she did go to her, she didn't go to her. So, also relates to the relationship, the marital relationship between husband and wife. So, Nidecho should not be Nehemon. And Nidecho should not be Nehemon. So, that's why the Torah tells the Sofer Atzmo that it's not Nidecho. So, Tesha says, I could argue that Mido is Idol Shabbat because it affects the relationship between the husband and wife. Komashlo, with Dexter Sakos, of Isopra Atzmo, it's not Idol Shabbat. It's not Uvai's Idol Shabbat. Uvai is the distinguished from Idizmus. Idizmus Idol Shabbat. Uvai, because it affects the relationship between husband and wife. If there is this news, so she's a soul of Bible. So if she is in Hebrew, she's a soul of Bible. The answer is, according to cases in the King, Dovah Shabbat can only include something that applies only to the relationship between husband and wife. It relates only to the relationship not by. So let's say Kedushin, Geirushin, it is loose. Because like this, if a woman commits loose, does she become worse than anybody? She doesn't become worse than anybody. But if a married woman commits loose, commits adultery, then she becomes a surah and husband. So it relates exclusively to the relationship between husband and wife. Mashiachim is a leader, of course. A leader is a soul of Bible. And to somebody else, another husband, the same is a leader. The same is a leader. Another husband. If someone is well up, you are a leader, there is loose. It's high, of course. The same way as a husband is well, we should be a leader. So since it's not that in the exclusive area, in the relationship between husband and wife, so it's not an option. That's tasteless, she did. But the task here apparently is inconsistent with what it says. The task here, he appears to say that even Alibi the MS, Nido is a Dovah Shabbat. Why is it a Dovah Shabbat? Because it pertains to the relationship between husband and wife. Why is it his news, Dovah Shabbat? It pertains to the relationship between husband and wife. If there was his news, she's a soul of Bible. If she is a Nido, she's also the husband. But Tetzel, she thinks it means, too, she's also the husband. But she's also the husband in the same way as she would be also to anybody else, too. Let's say, suppose she had been married. So she would be also as a Nido. So melee, it's not the exclusive domain of the marital relationship between husband and wife. So it's not the Dovah Shabbat, only something that is limited to the relationship between the husband as a husband and the wife as a wife, let's say the Isa of his Shisha Zinso. So she's only a soul of Bailo. So that is the Shabbat, but not in Sanido. But she did the Taz, he holds, even though it affects other people too, not just the husband, but the fact is that the heter, she can only have relationship with the husband, she cannot have relationship with anybody else anyway. So the male, on a practical level, it pertains to the relationship between the husband and the wife. So the male is considered as a double shabbat. But that's contrary to what Israel says in that place. But there is the chidushi arashba in Yevomes. It's not clear what the Rashba says, but could be explained in that way, that according to the Rashba, so neither is a double Shabbat. So then you ask, if neither is a double Shabbat, if neither is a double Shabbat, as the Ka says, so why is the Mishan and Menes? So it should require gaining. The answer is, that's the purpose of the Zeres HaKosuf, of the Sofron of Atzmo. So the purpose of the Zeres HaKosuf is only that she is Nemenes, L'Hatir Atzmo L'Bayim. If she says, I counted Zayimji, I went here, so that even though without the Zeres HaKosuf, she wouldn't be Nemenes. Because if the Zeres HaKosuf is Nemenes, so there is the Zeres HaKosuf, that she is Nemenes. So the Zeres HaKosuf only implies, according to the Taz, and perhaps according to the Rashba Yevamos. But it's not so clear what the sheet of the Rashba Yevamos is. But that's certainly the sheet of the Taz. So the Zeres HaKosuf only implies that a woman, even though without a special Zeres HaKosuf, it should require to AD. So it doesn't require to AD. Be so full of Atzma. Be so full of Atzma. Mashiach came. Le'eseya. So we have no Zeres HaKosuf in Yachariz Memon. So that's why the Taz says, if the Isha says, was Mitaya the Kesem. He said that I'm not in it. And then another person says, no, Kliya Chochem told you just the reverse, that you are an evil, that the Kesem is Tomei. So we believe her, and we don't believe the other person who says in the name of the Chochem that he was Mitaya the Kesem. Why? Because yes, Nido, not Nido, in Zidom Shabbat, Eri. But the Isha herself is the Menes La'atla, because of his special Zeres HaKosuf of his Sofa La'atzmo. But the other person who argued with her, the Zeres HaKosuf does not imply that he also has the Menes Lechumre, even though it's Zidom Shabbat, so he has the Menes, she has the Menes, and he doesn't have the Menes. That's why the Taz says, that the issue is Nemenes. Mashiach came, according to the ritual, and the Mekiyesef and the Rambam, that Kol Mokim Sheinu Terem Yachod Harei Kan Shnayim, only applies to the three things. This Bible and the Tzinte and the Gavufe, not to other learning, some male, and then according to what it says in Hebrew, that if there's a Kosovo who suffers the Atzma implies that Nido is not the Dosha Be'abo, then we'll have to say, not like the Taz. And then we'll have to say that it's a soft. V'hach the bonus the Chochem kam, and it after him is a Avru Limonim, Avshilus Boso, and Chochem Lemon, Yeisa, Misho, Eidechot, Keimibuya, Bidibrei, Horosh, Perik, Hamad. Perik Hamad. Alright. So, Sivov, Siv Dalet, tomorrow and then, you have to go over. Siv Kuf Peivov, in the Tur and the Mechaber, and the long Shach. I mean, the Tamtzis of the Shach I already discussed about that. I mean, of course, you have to go over the washing of the reef in Suez. Wash of
oranges. Oh, yes, yes.
Rabbi Zohn here. There's going to be a problem. You see where those two marks are? That's what they share. That's what I'd like to believe.
Okay.
There's going to be a problem. This area here is recorded also from the second meeting, but you recognize
it. Oh, yeah.
Put it on the table. I don't know that.
Put it on your
tape recorder. No, put it in here.
Inside.
In this tape.
Okay, okay. Thank you.